My name is Darice King. I am 38 years old. Today is Tuesday, December the 11th. And I'm speaking with Miss Doris, who is my best friend's mom. We are recording in Indianapolis, Indiana. All right. So I do want to let you know that we will be uploading this recording on an app called StoryCorps. And but we can make it private. It doesn't have to be public. Is that okay with you?
Yes.
Okay. So this whole time we've been talking about how different things in society, whether it's events in the news or exercise, physical activity, we've talked about so many different things in our other interviews and how they affect older adults. So today is just kind of a generic or a general interview where we can just kind of chat about things about yourself or personal things. What does religion and spirituality mean to you, and what role does it play in your life today?
It's very important in my life. I am a Christian, Baptist related, as far as my historical family ties is Baptist, and it's very important to me. I attend Northside Era, and I'm a member and dedicate my, as far as nursing, I do the nursery and in Bible study every Sunday. I attend church. It's very important to me. I love the Lord.
Okay. Yeah, I feel like spirituality plays a role in a lot of people's lives. Especially with mine too, that's kind of how I grew up in the church and on different boards and things like that in church. And I think it's good to get involved spiritually and just to have that extra, I guess, faith system or belief system in your life, especially going through the different things in your life as you get older. What important lessons have your religious or spiritual beliefs taught you?
My spiritual belief and spiritual faith with Christ has taught me that I can live for Christ, and with Christ you can do all things. All things are possible as far as my illnesses go, my family members, my grandkids, my great-grandkids. I know that faith kept me without Jesus Christ. Faith don't kept me on the steadfast as far as me believing, and I stayed steadfast in believing in Christ.
Oh, good. Yeah, no, that was great. And I hear that a lot, too. Like, when I go to church, that's kind of what they talk about, you know, having that faith and something to believe in, especially when you're going through illnesses or when you're feeling down or any time like that. You definitely want to have that higher power. Amen. When you were growing up, what role did religion and spirituality play in your life? I know for me, growing up, my mother and grandmother on both sides, you know, I was in church at a very young age. You know, that was the thing. You had to be involved in church. You had to go to Sunday school. You had to go to vacation Bible study. It was just kind of a ritual. And I grew to love it and sing in the choir and work in the nursery and that sort of thing. So for you growing up, what role did the religion play in your life?
I feel that growing up in my generation, being my age, you didn't have no choice to go to church or not. It was, for me and my household, we will serve the Lord, and we was drugged to church. That's what that old joke about, you're on drugs because you're drugged because I have been drugged to church 6 days a week. We had to go on Mondays, Mondays for devotional, Tuesday, prayer meeting, Wednesday, Bible study, Thursday, committee for something, Fridays, family and fun day, Saturdays, something always. And then Sunday was all day long. You got to go to Sunday school. You got to go to Bible study. You got to go to first service. You come back for second service.
Uh-huh.
And by the time we get home by Sunday, it's like 9 o'clock at night. So I was literally on drugs.
drugs to church.
So church has been embedded in my life as far as I can remember. And I do not regret it for my mom drugging me to church, because it has put an impact in my life that I have raised my children. And they have been... number one, with me and my Lord Savior, trust and believing in them with faith. I just have faith in the Lord, so it wasn't a bad thing being drugged at the time.
To church. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that takes back memories to my childhood and having to be drugged to church every Sunday, Easter Sunday, the Easter plays and the Christmas plays, and you have to be a part of it. You have to practice and rehearse your lines and all of that. Okay. What are your thoughts about God?
I have, this is probably a sad part of my life that I feel that I know the Lord and I know God. And some people, I got two people that I know that has problems with believing in God but not believing in Jesus. So I know I love the God, because if it was not for God, He wouldn't have been able to send His Son down to save our souls. And God is a merciful God. And if it was not from Him, where would you be? God said, "Come to me, all who heavy labored and every laden, and I will give you rest." And you don't come to the Father but by me. And so you cannot go to Jesus. You can't go to the Father if you don't know Jesus. And So Jesus said, you cannot get to the Father but by me. So I don't understand why a lot of people do not believe in Jesus, but they want to believe in the God. And if it wasn't for Jesus, God is a threesome: the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. They come together. You can't mix them up. You cannot exchange them. They are together.
Okay. And do you have any favorite religious holidays?
Christmas.
And what do they mean to you?
Christmas is Christ's birth. This is the day that Christ was born. This is the day everybody should rejoice. Not Xmas. Not everybody starting now saying Xmas. You cannot X out Christ. Christ is in Christmas. You cannot say Xmas. It's Christ. Christmas. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice in it. It's Christmas, not Xmas. And I just try to say Christmas is the day that I rejoice every year. I love Christmas because Christmas rose on that day. So I was thinking that's the day Christ rose. I think he rose on Easter. But yeah, Christmas is the day he was born.
Yeah,
his birthday. So Christmas is not the day he rose. Easter is the day he rose. But the Easter is the day he was born. And that day should be delighted for every day. And that's Christ's day. So we all need to have a gift for Christ on Christmas Day. It's Christ's day. So instead of bringing all this... Everybody needs a gift for that. Just think of Christ on Christmas. That's my favorite holiday.
And Easter, it sounds like.
And Easter. And Easter, the day he rose. Yes, he was born, died on the third day, and rose on Christmas to save us all. Rose on Easter. I'm sorry. Yeah, rose on Easter. Born on Christmas, died, and then on the Palm Sunday, and then Rose on Easter. Mm-hmm. So those are my favorite 2 days.
Yeah. And that's a lot of, that's, I think if you ask about religion with a lot of people, that's, those are probably two of the most important, or the two of the most, I guess, favorable holidays for Christians and who believe in God and Jesus is Easter and Christmas. As far as your religion and your health, I know you mentioned that you, you know, call on God when you're ill and things like that. Do you feel like that is what has helped kind of sustain you as far as being healthy and keeping a healthy lifestyle?
Yes. Yes, I do very much. If it wasn't for the Lord, where would I be? That's one of the songs, old spirituals. But also, God has brought me through a lot of things that I would not have been able to even testify or even say if it wasn't for God. I had surgery. I done had back surgery. I done had bariatric surgeries. I done had ovarian cancer. I have been through a lot of surgeries, mishaps. I can't even think of them all, but I now have diabetes. But I'm getting control. But as far as the Lord, I am perfectly in shape right now, and I work every day. I work every day. I pick up my grandkids and watch them. But I'm in good shape and been on my job for, been working for over 25 years and still on the go, working every day, working 6 to 10, 6 a.m. to 2. But that's what I got to say about that.
Okay, and what is one of your happiest memories that you can think of?
My grandbaby. I had my grandbaby. She's now in college, and she's succeeding in high expectations that I would never have expected her to do. But I knew, not expected, but I knew she could go farther. She's still going farther than that. She's been always a little genius, and that is my greatest achievement, is my granddaughter.
Awesome. Okay, is there anything else that you can think of that you that we haven't covered or that we haven't talked about in these last three interviews that you want to kind of share about yourself or anything that is going on? Okay. Well, I'll also be sharing this interview with you so that you can have a chance to listen to it, because this app is a great way to kind of reflect and go back and listen to what we talked about. And this was just a great way to kind of, I guess, tie in everything that we've talked about in all of the interviews thus far. So if you don't have any other questions or comments or concerns, I will be sending this your way, and I appreciate you taking the time to speak with me today, Miss Doris. And you're have a great day.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Well, you are hilarious.
I should have wrote some notes today.